You may be seated. Hello, church. Hi, everyone. I'm very happy to be here with you this morning in this beautiful and awesome country, Australia, and with your pastors that have a beautiful heart for Jesus. They are amazing. You are so blessed to have them as pastors. And I hope you will enjoy this meeting. I'm married with this beautiful man. And we have 3 kids and 4 grandchildren. And they are serving God. They are not with us right now, but they are serving God in many countries. And God bless you. I know you're gonna be blessed with this message that Fred will bring to you this morning. And I just bless you.
Wow. Thank you, Fernando. Good morning. How are you? Wow. Shaka Baba. Wow. We are here in the presence of the mighty God. Wow. Wow. For us it's an honor and a joy to be here. I will try to preach in English, and I need that you have mercy on me when I say not the right words or the right pronunciation, okay? Can you give the best smile that you have? The best smile that you have to the person next to you? Now, and say, God loves you. Wow. And can you give the best smile that you have to Jesus? Give to Jesus. Oh. Can you laugh? Like a child?
Yes, come on.
Or you is very old? No. Can you laugh to Jesus? Please, laugh. I think, can you do best? Better. I think God wants to us be happy. I think and I believe that God wants us to be very, 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 very happy.
Yeah, come on.
And this is a spiritual thing. Very, very spiritual thing. In Isaiah 65:18, the word of God says, celebrate and be glad forever.
Wow.
I am creating a Jerusalem full of happy people. God sent Jesus to die on the cross to create a city full of happy people. This is the will of God. A church full of happy, very happy, very happy, very, 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 very happy people. But we have a fight to fight. Because the religious spirit not to want these happy people. It's a fight. God says, I am creating a Jerusalem full of happy people. Wow. Are you prepared? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Again, give the best smile that you have to the person next to you. Give the best laugh that you have to the person next to you. Think about the will of God for you, and think about the plan of God for you. Think about what is the plan that God have for me? What his plan for me? Many people sometimes complicate the things of God. But I am here to be simple.
Yeah.
And the plan of God for you is this: that you live all the days of your life full of love, full of peace, and full of joy.
Yeah.
Shaka Baba. That's it. That's this point. Simple. The plan of God for you is not complicated. It's not difficult to you discover, and you need to study a lot of years. No.
Come on.
And read many books, everything. The plan of God for you is clear and simple. That you live all the days of your life with the freedom that Jesus gave to you, full of love, the love of God for you, full of the peace of Jesus. Jesus promised to you his peace. You give to you my peace. Think about that. You can possess the peace of Jesus. Wow. And you can live all the days of your life full of love, full of peace, and full of the joy of the Lord. Shoo, Shara Baba. Because you can live all the days of your life full,
yes,
with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I believe by the word of God that we can live all the days of our lives full, totally full. Full is full, my people. Full is full, 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 totally full with the Holy Spirit. God don't wait that you live that life that God told you to live by your strength. It's impossible. But it's by the Holy Spirit. Shaka Baba. Receive the joy of the Lord. The word of God says in Romans 14, 17, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. It's not things. It's not rules.
Yeah, come on.
It's not words. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the whole Spirit. Whoa. Think about this phrase. The kingdom of God is joy in the Holy Spirit. Where the Lord is governing, yeah, there is peace and joy. The kingdom of God is joy. Not say that have joy, but the kingdom of God is joy. Many people wait to be in heaven. Yeah. Do you want to be in heaven? Do you want to be today? After the service, we pray for you. No. Everyone wants to be in heaven, but not today. And in heaven, the kingdom of God, the heaven is full with the kingdom of God. Yeah. What do you think about the heaven? When you enter in the heaven, think about that just second, because of the blood and the work of Jesus in the cross, you will in the heaven. Think about that second that you are entering in the heaven. Whoa. Everything changed. Yeah? Think about this. I think many people think will be like this. They enter in the heaven. Enter. Oh, beautiful. Wonderful. Whoa. Hello. Are you here? Wow. Good to see you. Wow. Wow. An angel. Wow. Many angels. Wow. Gabriel, the archangel. Wow, nice to meet you. Whoa. Think right. You are entering in the heaven, fullness with the presence of God without barrier. You will see God face to face. You will be in the plenitude of the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is joy. Yeah? The conclusion, you are smart, I'm smart too. The conclusion is the heaven is full with joy. Full. Think a place totally. You can think it is impossible a place like this. Full, totally full with joy. The heaven is this place. Imagine now you enter in the heaven. Okay? You are here! Come on. But many times the religious people and films and the history teach us a different thing. Wow. And the will of God for us in the earth that prepare us to the next. And God invite you to be glad and rejoice and live full with the joy of the Lord today in this earth.
So good.
The joy of the Lord. Today I want to talk about the joy of the Lord. Say to the person next to you with a great smile. Yeah? Like the Mozambican people. Say the joy of the Lord. Yeah. Say to the person next to you. Say, smile, say, receive the joy of the Lord. Woo! Take one finger, please. Please take one finger of the person next to you. One finger. It's not by strength, it's not by force, it's by the Spirit. And you do this. Fernanda, come here. You will do this because the Holy Spirit dwells in you. You will do this. Shakababa. Receive the joy of the Lord. Rush. Receive the joy of the Lord. Who? You. Shh. More. Shh. The joy of the Lord. Wow. Shh. You are the leader of worship. Shh. Receive more of the joy of the Lord. You are not too old to receive more of the joy of the Lord. Shh. Sometimes we think we can be happy in Jesus' name. Okay? It's good for you. You think I can be happy because Jesus. Because only Jesus is the motive of our joy. Yeah. The reason to our joy to be glad forever and ever and today and tomorrow and the next is Jesus. Whoa. Yeah. It's Jesus. And you can think, I can be happy in the name of Jesus. Show me your face that you believe that you can be happy in the name of Jesus. Show me your face. But sometimes we not believe that we can be very, 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 very happy. Because you have challenges, difficulties, tribulation, things to do. But in the name of Jesus, by Jesus, the kingdom of God came to you. And the Holy Spirit dwells in you. Amen. And now, in the name of Jesus, you can be very, 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 very happy all the days of your life. Yeah. Yeah. Shh. Yakababa. You can be very, 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 very happy all the days of your life. Oh, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whoa, Shaka Baba. Give a better laugh to the person next to you. Okay. Think about the people who don't know Jesus. Okay? What they are looking for. What they are looking for. They are looking for peace, love, enjoy.
Wow.
There are looking for. In my country, in my city, it's a big city, Rio de Janeiro. In the weekends, a lot of people, thousands of people, goes to the place that we call balada. They dance, they drink, they spend their money. And the next day, they are tired. They are with ressaca, we call ressaca, because they drink. Yeah. And the next day. And what they do in the next weekend, the same. What they looking for? Peace, love, and joy. Because God created us to live in His kingdom. And His kingdom is full of peace, love, and joy.
Yes.
In our country, on Mondays, the people go to the bank to do things with their account in the bank, to pay bills or other things, and have a big line inside the bank. Monday, after the weekend, and I saw this, some youth people with full of energy, talking about the weekend. I go to balada, I dance, I drink. Ah, be awesome. Great. In the next weekend, the next Saturday, I will go again. And one man in the line is serious. The head down. Look at the ground. Huh? Feel like you.
No.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Shakababa. Thank you, Jesus. And this man is serious with a hard face. And the youth ask, "What's this man?" And the other said, "He is a believer. He is a believer. He is a Christian." Think with me. When you enter in a place, in a store, what the first thing that the people saw, look, see, what is? Your face. And what they are seeing in your face. Jesus, God told in His word, "I will create a church full of happy people." Put this in your face. Easy. And you enter in the store. "Good morning. How are you? Oh, you look so good." And the people in my country, the people will think that you crazy. But if our level of joy is the same level of the joy of the world, wow, Something is wrong.
Come on.
If our face is like the face that people who don't know the Lord, something is not shakababa. The joy of the Lord. Say again to the person next to you, "The joy of the Lord." Shababa. First, The joy of the Lord is an attitude in our hearts. Because Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Psalms 32, 11. Rejoice in the Lord and be glad. Always. First thing about this joy of the kingdom, the joy of the Lord, need to be an attitude in your heart. We need to cultivate this joy in our heart. We need to learn about how to live with joy. And we need to maintain this attitude in our heart. Because many things happen that can rob it, your joy. Jesus said the enemy, the devil, is the robber. One thing that we want rob us, Christians, is the joy. And fool our lives with worries, anxiety, about many things, but we need to learn how to maintain this joy in our hearts. This is an attitude. When you wake up in the morning, you need to have an attitude. And when you wake up and say, this is the day of the Lord, I will rejoice in this day. And you talk this by faith, not by your circumstances. Maybe in that day your circumstance is very hard, very difficult. Understand? But you not call believe by circumstance. You call by live by faith. And Jesus died on the cross and was done, finished. And we, you and me, and I can be rejoiced. And this is an attitude. We need work up in every morning with this attitude. This is when we wake up, a conclusion is you are alive. The first conclusion, you are alive. Because if you dead, you not wake up. Yes! And if you wake up, it's because you are alive. And if you are alive, it's a miracle. It's a miracle to be alive. It's a miracle. And you can wake up with this attitude in your heart. I will be glad. I will live this day full of the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And the enemy may say to you, you can't sing because you have through this hard difficult. Yeah, I can sing. I sing. Understand? First is an attitude. I and Fernando, we have 3 sons. 2 boys and 1 girl and daughter. They are adults. But when the twins, we have twins, are in there with 5 years old, one of the twins, one of the boys, wake up every morning with a closed face. It's not in a good mood, okay? And I talk to Fernanda, and I pray, and I think, and I ask God, God, touch his heart. But one day, in the morning, Before he wake up, I waited him in the door, at the door of the room. And when he opened the door with his face closed, I put my hands on his shoulders. I looked direct in his eyes and I said, his name, I don't give you his name, okay? I hide him. And I said, in this house, we know Jesus. And we are very, very, very happy with the joy of the Lord. And you will wake up every day with joy. Understand me? Incredible, incredible, incredible. One action in faith by a father. Incredible. Next day, in the next day, this boy wake up and I am waiting the door. And he opened the door, look at me and said, good morning, Daddy. What we will do today? There we go. And I say, oh, in the name of Jesus, we will be a good day. And every day after that day, he wake up with this mood of joy. Because the joy is an attitude in your heart. Okay? First. Second, the joy of the Lord is a fruit of the Spirit. That means the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart will produce joy, true joy, the joy of the Lord. Some people say, the Holy Spirit dwells in me. The Holy Spirit is working in me. Where is your joy? Because the result of the work of the Holy Spirit inside you, the joy show up. The joy appear. Because the work of the Holy Spirit in you, the fruit, the result is one of the things is joy. Love, peace, joy, and the other thing. Understand? If the Holy Spirit is working my life, the result is joy. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And Jesus said, by the fruit you will be known. Will be known. What's your level of joy? In every day. In the common day of your life. On Sundays, it's more easy. Huh? But on Wednesdays, what is the level of the joy in your heart? The joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Yeah? Third, about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is a consequence of your relationship with God. It's the consequence of your communion, your intimacy with God. The word of God says in Psalms 16:11, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Whoa. The word of God says, in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. The conclusion is, it's impossible to me stay in the presence of God, live in the presence of God, have intimacy with God, have a relationship with God, have communion with God, and not be filled with this joy. Because if I enter in the presence of God, in that presence, there is fullness of joy. And by Christ, by the blood of Jesus, by the death of Jesus on the cross, you have all access in the presence of God. Not by you, not by your temperament, by your personality, by your history, by your acts, because you read the Bible a lot, because you pray a lot. No, you have all access in the presence of God by Jesus. Can I open this door? Oh. By the Holy Spirit, you have full access in the presence of God. The door was open. Jesus opened that door to you and me to live in the presence of God. This is beautiful. This is wonderful. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And to finish, and after we will pray. And maybe the things during the pray will be a little crazy. I don't know. I don't know. What? No. Sure. The last thing about the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is an anointing. It's a gift from the Holy Spirit and is an anointing. The word of God says in Psalms 45:7, you love justice and hate evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than anyone else. And this in Hebrews confirm that word is talking about Jesus. The word of God talk about Jesus. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit, and God the Father pouring out him the oil, the anointing of joy. The oil in the Bible is a type of anointing. And Jesus was anointing with joy. Think about that. Because many people, films, other things show us a different Jesus. Not show us this Jesus anointed with the anointing of joy.
Yeah, that's right.
Not all, but many of the paints of the face of Jesus,
yeah, that's right,
don't show this joy. And we think we believe in this, but we need to believe in the Word of God. Because the word of God is true. Yeah? The anointing, the joy of the Lord is an anointing. Think about Jesus. Wow. The first miracle that Jesus did was in the wedding feast. And Jesus was in the feast, and the mom of Jesus, Mary, said to him, the vine finished. And Jesus said to her, dear woman, that's not our problem. Yeah. And Jesus replied, my time has not yet come. It's not our problem. And maybe you read this with in your mind how you learn about Jesus with other things, understand? You can read these passages very religious, very, oh, Shakababa. But the feast, the wedding feast in that time, in the Jewish culture, during 7 days. Think, 7 days of feast, a wedding. Because of this, that the wine finished. 7 days. And in the culture of Jews, what they do in 7 days in this feast? Dancing and rejoice in the Lord. But not dance like the word dance. Without sin. They dance together. It's a culture impregnate with joy, with dance, with sing. Understand?
Yeah.
7 days. And the wine finished. I imagine this happened like this. Jesus was in the feast. What Jesus are doing there? What do you think? Sitting in the chair, just look. With a hard face. I'm here. Hello. No. I imagine Jesus was in the feast like this. Because the word of God says that Jesus have joy more than anyone else. You maybe you meet a person with full of joy. Jesus is more. Jesus is more. I met Pastor Surprise, the happiest man that I met. But Jesus is more. And Jesus, I imagine Jesus was in the feast of wedding. Help me, man. And the vine finished. Yeah, sorry. And the vine finished. Okay? Yeah. Always happy with me. Sorry. And the vine finished. And the vine finished. And I imagine Jesus was dancing with great joy and passed to Maria. And Maria said, Mary said, Jesus, the vine is finished. And Jesus said, this is not our problem. And cross again, and Mary said, Jesus, the vine. And Jesus said, my time not yet come. To finish. Demonstrate your joy, the joy of the Lord, in your life. Sometimes is an act of faith. Because if you in the valley enduring a difficult time, the most hard time of your life, okay? You are in this valley. And you show joy. This is an act of faith. And this glorify God. This give to God all the glory. Think about if the people that who don't know Jesus enter in our service.
Come on.
For first time. And encounter here ambient environment of joy, full with crazy people, very, 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 very happy. Very, very, very happy. Full with the joy of the Lord. Next week, they are here. And the truth is, you can live your life all the days full with the joy of the Lord, and full with the Holy Spirit, and full with love, and full with peace. And you need to believe in the Word of God. I met Jesus 42 years ago. I was a hip guy, very long hair. I was crazy, a little crazy, used drugs. I met Jesus 42 years ago. Since I am serving the Lord, and I am here. I have 64, Fernanda have 64, and we are full with energy. Because the Word of God says, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Ah, a secret, a key to you, one key to you. Do you need energy to live your life?
Yes.
Lift your hands.
Yes.
You need? A secret. If you need the double of energy, you need the double of joy. If you need the triple of energy, you need the triple of joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. In our heart, in our spirit. You and I need to learn to live full with this joy. And it's possible to live every day full of joy.
Amen.
Of Lord, the Lord. It's a decision by faith in the Word of God. Okay. Give the best smile that you have. Yeah. Like Mozambican people, they smile a lot with all the teeth.
They do.
Yeah. Give to the person next to you. Yeah. And say, you can live your life,
all the day
full with the joy of the Lord.